All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Oh, Roberto, you are a sick ticket. Where the hell did you get Rieger in there? That's perfect. That's great. Honestly, one of the few you've done that doesn't have anything to do with penis. Congratulations.
Yes.
Roberto showing range, if you will. Congratulations. Personal development. Hey. My God. Hard fade. Excellent. I was really enjoying that music. It was soothing.
He should have let the music bed.
It sounded like those old commercials. What was it? Passages Malibu.
Yes.
Come on out. Get clean. 70 grand a month. But the music was soothing. It was some good stuff. I don't know what we're doing here at this point. Not the radio. I know exactly what I'm doing on the radio. I mean, this company. Hold on. Can I take 1 second to just be incredulous towards something? Like, if you're out there and you work for a company, you know, and not a small family business, those rules are different. I mean a big company, right? You work at an office with a couple hundred people or a corporation. What is it with these companies that they think they get to legislate your personal time, your vacation time? We just had an incident. And, of course, Sully's like Mr. Company. He's got his little Entercom panties on.
I do not. No, I had experience with this issue before. That's why I was able to speak on it.
I bet you do. He's got that logo right on his balls.
I wasn't defending this policy. I understand it. I was not defending it.
No. There's no way you understand it. I go, like, we have vacation days, but then we have personal days. Now, you get a couple. Used to get three. Entercom buys the place. Now we get two. All right, whatever. New company, new day, so be. I go to fill out my sheet. I like to use my personal days early in the year. I don't skip work. I don't get sick. I show up to work, all right? Then the rest of my year's vacation time. Sully goes, actually, Michael, reading the Entercom handbook, you can't do that. What do you mean I can't do it? They're personal. They're my personal dad. Do what I want. Chapter 3, paragraph 7, rule 4. You can only use one personal day before July 1st and one day after July 1st.
That is correct.
Well, and those aren't personal days anymore. Now, are they? Crazy.
Well, I had a worse experience because I had to get a vacation advancement form.
Wait, what the hell's a vacation? Isn't a cash checking place.
Basically, this was...
what did Montel Williams come out?
Well, I'd never heard of it.
Do you need money? Need vacation days? Read the fine print.
No, but since the merger took place, I'd committed to a bachelor party a couple months away, and this was like maybe 5-6 weeks ago. I figured, let me just submit it in, let me get these days off and get everything settled. The vacation days I have, yes.
Right. And you have vacation days. You are a contracted employee with vacation days.
Yeah, you get a couple weeks or a few weeks, whatever it is.
Whatever. Depends who the person is.
Exactly. But I applied and put in this vacation days. It's never any issue. The stuff always gets approved as long as you give them a reasonable amount of time.
Used to be.
And I get an email from our HR director, and she basically says, hey, you haven't accrued these vacation days yet. And my thought was, I get a certain amount of vacation days. I'm just trying to use those days. But with how the new policy is, you accrue a certain number, a certain hours of vacation days each pay period. So basically, you have to wait until you accrue them.
You have a piece of paper. It's called a contract.
Oh, my God.
It says what you have.
Right.
Here, I got something you can accrue.
But if you're trying to use your vacation days before you have already accrued that number, then you have to get an advancement form, which I did, and it got approved.
Michael,
but whatever.
You accrue them when you sign the contract. They're accrued.
Right. They're trying to, you know, make it proportional throughout the year, I guess.
No. Vacation time is not proportional. Life isn't proportional. If an employee wants to use all their days by February, that's their problem. Now you're going to go 10 months, no days off.
Yep.
If a person wants to be an idiot like Caputo and never uses days and just say, hey, company, screw me, that's his business. I know people are out there and you're at your office listening or you're driving around. Do all companies operate this way? This is new.
We never did before this.
What business is it of the employer when or how you take your vacation days? I mean, we got limits on how many days you take a row. We got this personal thing before July 1 and after. I got Sully who's got a contract. And they're treating him like he's a parking meter. He's got to accrue the days. Brother, they were accrued the day you signed the contract.
Yes, no, it specifically says how many days you get per year. So I was surprised that I couldn't use them because I haven't accrued them yet. But
what do you mean? What do they pretend?
Well, I don't understand. I mean, I understand it. I don't agree with it. Their mindset, I'm sure, is that, hey, we don't want people using all of their days at the beginning of the year.
Why is it their business?
Well, it's not, but it's what that's just what I'm saying. I assume their reasoning is.
This company's going to have a great time this summer. Here's a newsflash. Mid-July to late August. I won't be here a lot. You got a problem with it? Too bad. Find a new afternoon guy.
Make sure you've accrued those days.
Yeah, make sure I accrue them. I got something you can accrue. It's the time off sheet in Jimmy's box. Consider it accrued. This is nonsense.
Well, the thing was, too, I think I took like 3 days off for this bachelor party that's coming up next month. And what I had to do was literally write on there, I need 12.75 extra hours that I haven't accrued.
No.
And like literally to the decimal point.
No.
Got to work it off.
Right. Like he's going to be washing dishes to accrue an extra few hours. We got a business lunch coming in.
All right. I got you. Just don't mention the company.
And understand, guys, listen to me now. Everybody brokers their own vacation. That's not the argument. Okay, this is not some referendum on whether we get enough vacation or not. Okay, that is not where we're going with this. We all know that Americans are the most overworked, under-rewarded society in the country in the world when it comes to vacation time. My point is, our new company. I don't know what the hell's going on here. 12.7 out. What are you doing, Mike? They're in your contract. Just put them on there.
That's what I thought I could do, but had to fill out an additional form.
Where do companies get off dictating when you can use your vacation days? Like, do you understand the nerve you got to have? That's a ballsy move. Hey, it's a personal day, but we're going to dictate when you can use your personal day. What? Then it's not personal at all, is it?
I would bet, though, that this is more common than we think. I bet you there's a lot of companies that make you accrue them in some sort of way. Not all companies, but I bet you there are.
If you're a new employee, sure. But you've worked here for years.
Right.
I've worked here 15 years.
Right.
Not accruing anything. These are the days I have. Take them or leave them.
I think on the form, too, they asked him where he was going.
Yeah. Where are you going? Are you going to be responsible?
Right.
Practice safe sex or we won't approve this. What the hell is going on in this place?
Now, what if they made you do that? Seriously, if they made you fill out where you were going.
I'll tell you, this country's headed to hell in a handbasket. It's bad enough Americans don't get nearly the vacation time they deserve. Now you're going to try to legislate when you can take it? Well, honest to God.
I have a buddy who works at a company downtown, and he tells me whenever he has to take days off, that his director will ask him, well, why are you taking this off?
None of your business.
I know, and I'm always surprised by that.
You can't ask people that. What's your friend going to say? Oh, I'm going to Thailand to have lots of sex. No, it's no one's business.
Go to Medellin.
Right, yeah, I'm going to Medellin. Wait a second. He literally gets asked about where he's going by the person who approves his vacation.
He does.
That is out of order. That's out of line.
I thought the same thing. I really did.
This country's losing its mind. Wow.
And there are days that he's, you know, obviously earned and that he has. But they'll, you know, they want him to work a lot, and they will ask him, well, why are you taking this off? Do you really have to take this off?
Well, which is ridiculous. It's not your business. What is this company?
I know.
Is this company?
I'm not saying it on air.
Tell me the name.
I can't say it on air.
I have an idea.
It's a...
No. You either do it all or you do none, and for your own well-being, do none.
No, I'm not. I said,
otherwise, they're going to mess with your recruitment.
No, what I said is just it's a company downtown. That's all I've said, and
When did our personal time become the company's time? That's ridiculous. I tell you. You know what? I'm going to test your theory. I'm going to go use a bunch of vacation and see if somebody's got the guts to tell me I got to accrue it.
No, I guarantee if you went in right now and filled out, you know, the week that you go to Saratoga in August.
Weeks, plural.
Or maybe another week you're taking off.
I earn those weeks.
If you went and filled that out right now, I guarantee they would come back with this advancement form.
And you know what I would do? I would spell a four-letter word on it that starts with an F and rhymes with duck. Those are my days. You know how much money I made this company over 15 years? I earned those days. Those are mine. They're in my contract. A crewman. This is fugazi. That's before we get to Eric Ebron today. Hatchett's got to go on a 10-year anniversary trip. He needs to plan in advance. You mean to tell me that man can't use his vacation to go away with his lovely wife, the mother of his children, and he can't plan in advance because he hasn't accrued the debt? What is this?
How about the fact that I can't take consecutive days? What if I want to go to Europe for 2 weeks? I can't do it.
David. Dave, first of all, who are we kidding? You ain't going to Europe. Please. Please. You'll never be allowed back in the country the way you behave. Second of all, David, I can't take 2 weeks in a row. Oh, I know. I can't now. Here's the best part. I break their balls and just keep negotiating more vacation. It gets to a point where it's like, guys, you let me use 2 weeks in a row, we can really solve this problem. Because here's what I do. I think I'm a good employee. From mid to late August all the way through New Year's, I do not take time off. I'm here 6 days a week. You never got to worry about me. Because it's football season, it's money-making time. I respect that. Now, the rest of the year, David, go put your days in right now. Go put those trip days in. Let me see anyone on this show get a sheet about a crewman moving forward.
I always try to be quiet during these discussions. I always think that this audio can be used against us.
Do it.
Now we won't be able to take any more vacation the rest of the year discussion.
Okay, yeah, sure. This is, wow, I should have read the manual. My God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.